Well, it is the final week before Christmas, and it is time to kick it off with the third installment of our very ethical Christmas series, where we've been chatting to the incredible people at the Ethical Free Counselling phone line about, well, navigating some of the ethical dilemmas that can happen around Christmas. Now, Victoria Whittaker is Head of Advice and Education at the Ethics Centre and also an ethical counsellor. Victoria, very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Look, this has been an absolute pleasure, this whole run. What I wanted to talk about today, I've kind of been hinting at it a little bit, this idea that families often decide that Christmas get-togethers are a great opportunity to, I want to call it almost an intervention, this kind of sitting someone down and saying, what are you doing with your life? Why aren't you married? Or what's happening with your job? Or you're really not looking after yourself? And whether that is genuinely appropriate from an ethical standpoint, even if it does come from a place of care?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question that you raise. I think you're right. Most people would perceive that they're coming from a place of care when they ask a question like that. And I think Christmas time is a really interesting time of year regardless, because often it is a time that you're sitting down with the family and maybe you don't see that much of each other during the year. And there's a whole, 5 or 6 hours that you've got to fill with conversation. So you need to kick off with something, and understanding where someone's at and where they're wanting to go is, always a topical question. So how you tackle that and what's right to do can be an interesting question to have.
It is a really tough one, because that kind of sense of care and concern can often manifest in a way that sounds a little bit negative or a little bit aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it can be quite confronting if you've made choices in your life that you're not happy with, or people perceive that you've made choices that are not good choices. And it can come across quite judgmentally. So I think people need to be careful in the way that they approach such a question, so as to be open and curious rather than judgmental.
I mean, what are the ethics around, I guess, how do I put it, broaching this subject to begin with? If you're really worried that someone's life has gone a little off the rails, are you ethically obliged to have a chat to them, or should you be waiting for them to approach you?
I think that's a really good question. I mean, ethics is about choices and the choices that we make and how we approach things. And it's also about understanding what our values are and how we distinguish and navigate those values. One of the really interesting things in ethics is that we all have different ethical perspectives, and there's no reason that I should judge your ethical perspective as good or bad. We know, for example, that if you ask the population, what should I do? And any question of what should I do is a question of ethics. As Socrates said, what ought one to do? Once you ask that question, then there's different ways that people will respond to it. So about half the population will respond with, well, what are the impacts of the decisions that I make, or what will happen if I make this decision? And that's what they'll place their focus on. But for about a third of the population, they won't be bothered with what the impacts are. They want to ask the question, what are my duties and obligations? What are the promises that I've made? And then for about 10 to 15% of the population, they won't be bothered with that either. They will be bothered with, who am I if I make this decision, and how will this shape me into the future? So if we start to understand that we come from different ethical perspectives, and that there are, it's almost like speaking different languages. If you don't understand that person thinks about things in different ways, then you won't understand why they've made those decisions. So coming at it as a family member, if someone comes from a different ethical perspective than you, you could be judging their life as bad choices because, for example, perhaps it's not fulfilling duties and obligations and following rules, but to them, they may be concerned with actually the outcome of the decisions, not their duties and obligations. And so once we start to understand that there's those different perspectives to take into account, then we can start to have a shared language and really understand the values that we're trying to pursue and uphold in making our decisions, even though we've got different ways of getting there.
You do raise a really interesting point about what to do when two people have very different ethical frameworks that are almost at odds with each other.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about those ethical frameworks is they each come with different biases. So when you're thinking about the outcomes of a decision, you might not be thinking about your duties and obligations and the rules that you need to follow. When you're thinking about the duties and obligations and the rules to follow, you might not be thinking about the outcomes of the decision. So we all have different biases. And it's being aware of those biases that you bring to decision making, and then being able to navigate conversations so that you can, or even your own choices, so that you can reflect on those biases. And that's one of the things that the Ethical Service does, is help people think through those different biases that they have and through the different ethical perspectives so that they can get a rounded decision.
Because getting that perspective on your own biases is so difficult.
So difficult.
So yeah, difficult.
Really, especially when you don't know that you have it.
Mm.
I'm sure everyone listening can think about a friend or a family member that they have that they just can't understand why they make the decisions that they make. And if they start to think through some of these different ethical lenses, then they can start to have an understanding of why they're making those decisions, and they can question their own decisions in the same way. I know when I started working at the Ethics Centre and started understanding these things, I realised that my husband is very led by duty and obligation and the promises that he makes. So he gets really frustrated when we see dogs at the dog park at the park that aren't on a lead in the leaded area. And so I started to understand him better because I understood that he's coming from that duties, obligations, rules perspective, and that's something that he really values. Something also to highlight is when you come to those conversations in an open and curious way rather than a judgmental way, you can often ask people why they think in those ways, and it's through their own rationalization of their own thinking that they start to reflect on things themselves and really start to change their own perspectives. You can't go in and railroad someone and tell someone that they're wrong in the choices that they've made and expect them to respond well to that. But if you come to it in an open, communicative kind of way, then they might start to question, wow, I really hadn't thought of it that way, and really start to change their own perspectives.
Victoria Whittaker, absolutely some food for thought there. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.